This is Bruce Garber, and this is Through Your Eyes. Welcome to the show. Can you tell me what you've seen through your eyes?
I teach a first period class, it's a communications class, and I'd explain to the students that I just visited a website, and it's coolrunning.com, and it has all variety of races in and around the New England area and races that are throughout the world. And I told them that I saw this advertisement for a race at the North Pole. And they all sort of perked up and said, "What do you mean a race in the North Pole? How can you race on solid ice?" I said, "Well, I'm not too sure. I'd have to investigate that a little bit more." But they had already at that point, they'd sort of like challenged me. "I dare you to do this, Mr. Ty. I dare you to do it." And I'm always up for a challenge and looking for something new to do. Mm-hmm. So I did. I investigated it. And the next day, a question came out again. "So, Mr. Ty, when does the race take place? Where does it take place? How is it going to happen? How do you need to prepare for such an event?" Mm-hmm. So we started investigating that a little bit more with the students. New England does have some cold weather and does have snow, etc., but nothing is going to compare to the North Pole. So I really had to try and put myself in a situation where I was going to hopefully realistically train in extreme temperatures, and I thought of training in a freezer, and they provide ice cream throughout the New England area, but what I first needed to do was to get a treadmill. And when I was, I remember wheeling the treadmill into this freezer, which was at the time about minus 20. What we felt was really important was, again, to keep the students connected to the project and some of the adventures that I would be encountering at the North Pole. What we needed to do was to come up with a way where I could communicate with them by calling them on a daily basis as to what was happening, what are some of the concerns that are going on in the Arctic at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So we had a speaker system set up where each day at about it's normally in the morning I would give them a call so that they could I could catch them in class at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And they would come up with a variety of questions of how things were going. I was just overjoyed, one, just to finish the race, but at the same time to win the race was spectacular. Mm-hmm. And I was more overjoyed for the for the students. One of the best experiences that I've that I've had the opportunity to experience. And I think that if anybody's got the opportunity to to see video or look at the some of the things that are out there at the North Pole, one can see it's such a it's such a special environment, and mm-hmm. and one that we really need to take care of.
Thank you for sharing what you've seen through your eyes.